The Sou'wester Lodge sits on a tract of land a quarter mile from the vast, tire-marked beaches of the Washington Peninsula. Its flat, grassy grounds are populated by evergreens, guest cottages, and a dozen vintage travel trailers, the accommodations of my earliest and most enduring vacation memories. Each trailer has a clever name and corresponding broadside mural. The African Queen features Humphrey Bogart's riverboat. The Disoriented Express, a 60s trip railway. My favorite was the Potato Bug, a 12-foot airstream with a built-in bed at one end and a tartan sofa on the other, complete with kitchenette. The trailers have been stationary since Liam and Marion Amsel, South African Jews then recently retired, visited the peninsula in the early 1980s, ending up, unwittingly, with a deed. My mother met the Amsels when my older brother was still a baby. I imagine her, 29 years old, wearing black stirrup leggings and a Patagonia windbreaker, drinking tea in their cluttered kitchen and planning her first show. The Amsels, once therapists and former kibbutzniks, had intended to turn the Sou'wester into a treatment center. Instead, they ended up as innkeepers who hosted cultural events in their living room. My mother, a classical flutist, started putting together performances for the public of Seaview in exchange for free lodging. The Amsels had thick, high-pitched accents and always seemed very old to me, though spry. I recall Liam introducing my mother's performances in what looked like nightshirts, his long white hair and beard radiating around his head. He'd give 20-minute preambles, and when my mother played barefoot once, announced to the audience that next time she'll be playing in the nude. We made these trips with my father, then just my brother and I after the divorce. My mother and stepfather were married on the grounds, my sister was born, and soon it was this new family of five in the old tramp tower. Eventually we upgraded to the Imperial Spartan, furnished with bunks and a full bed. Sometimes Liam installed a small TV and loaned us kids Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade on VHS. The beach lay just over the dunes, which were always under the threat of development and whose conservation efforts the Amsels frequently saw to with the proceeds of my mother's concerts. During the day, we'd go to town, visit Marsh's Free Museum, admire Jake the Alligator Man's mummy, or the go-kart track, the horse stalls, a tiny amusement park that featured the octopus. At night, it was the 42nd Street Cafe, where my mother sat placid and quiet among the seated racket of her three children over deep-fried fish and strawberry rhubarb pie. Seaview in the 1990s was not a hot spot, but a depressed and undiscovered hamlet, qualities that intensified my mother's affection for it, though made its appeal difficult to convey to others. A couple of years ago, Liam Amsel, that great friend and proprietor, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's. For years, we'd received the Sou'wester's rambling, cheeky, seasonal newsletter. After Liam was hospitalized, he sent one around narrating the illness's discovery from beginning to end, introducing each piece as he'd perceived it at the time. The rapid deterioration of their guest quarters, being unreasonably banished to a hospital like a Soviet prisoner, inexplicable abuse by everyone from his doctors to his inpatient roommate. Only at the letter's end did Liam reveal the final diagnosis, which was a humorous gesture on his part. Leading up to the diagnosis, the lodge started to require more upkeep than the Amsels could provide. Shortly thereafter, they announced that they'd be putting it up for sale. The trailers had always been musty, but they'd grown so beyond endearment. The koi pond was black with scum. The whole place seemed to be disintegrating into the sea, and all my memories started to be obscured along with it, though the lodge would eventually see its revival. My brother, sister, and I had all been children there, each of us so far apart in age and experience that our memories of all the joys and miseries of our family varied accordingly. We did not delight in the same things at any given time in our shared life, especially on these trips. Vacations are like this. Each party recalls them with such particular distortion, relying on still shots, photographs, and years of pleading silently in a gathering of people that your spouse or child or whomever won't say how the whole thing went wrong one way or another, but will instead remember the sunny day on the seashore, the horse rides, the Mad Libs, until you believe the stories yourself.